Well, a solution summit would bring good people together, black, white, all over the state, to try to determine some solutions, some answers to these problems, to understand exactly why this is happening and to do something about it. Eventually, what I would like to see is a Maryland Youth Fund with private money, and I plan to introduce a bill this year that will create a tax incentive for businesses and for individuals who contribute to that fund, and that money can be used to help with recreation centers and things of that nature, but also with law enforcement programs with young people, because there's a carrot and a stick, and I think you need both.
Doesn't the city already try to do that? And if I'm not mistaken, aren't there already state programs that try to do that?
Well, there are some foundational programs. The city, of course, is closing recreation centers. They're cutting back on youth outreach. And one of my complaints with the mayor is that she's putting a lot of energy and money into the Grand Prix when she really should be focusing on this sort of thing. Now, government can't always have the solutions. This would be not money that goes to government. This would be money controlled by the private sector. And these funds, for example, the mayor last year had a hard time. She wanted to get private people to come in and help run these rec centers. Well, the Maryland Youth Foundation could do that and also be involved in job creation, which is another big part of this issue.
You are calling for the mayor to resign. Is this true? And
yes, and if so, why?
And I'll
tell you why, because, you know, the focus has been on my comment, which is not the real part of the problem. The mayor is the leader of the city. She's responsible for the police department. She's responsible and has the power and authority to make a difference. I don't. I'm a citizen who happens to be a state legislator that witnessed one of these events, and I'm very familiar with the violence that's occurring, and I frankly want something done. I think it is unbelievable that I am the only elected official who has come out and made these comments to try to stimulate a debate. That, to me, is a real story.
There have been other city politicians who've expressed, you know, frustration with crime. They're opposed to the closing of rec centers, and they've tried to work with the mayor. Aren't there city leaders doing that? And in some sense, isn't the mayor trying to do that as well?
No, I don't think she is, and I don't believe she's putting enough sense of urgency. The fact that she's, in a sense, engaging in benign neglect or even a cover-up by saying that, you know, that's really not that bad, things are under control. They're not under control. People are being killed or injured. It's a dangerous area in the greater Harbor area and in Baltimore completely for street crime. And to be honest with you, all around the state, in my district, in Baltimore County, we have problems, and even in Harford County. But there aren't enough. Listen, Baltimore and other places in the state have a lot of bright people, leaders, smart people. They are not coming together on this issue. So if what I said stimulates debate and maybe at least gets people to the point where they're going to start thinking about coming together, I've never seen a solution summit of the type I'm proposing. I've never seen it. And if I were the mayor of Baltimore, I would have had one 2 years ago.
Fair enough. Well, Pat McDonough?
Well, hey, I want to mention something.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
You might want to use this. I'm also mentioning embedded in the article that it is my opinion that Bielfeld and Cheryl Goldstein are being pressured out of their jobs. Now, that's news, because up to this point, everybody thinks, well, they're just retiring. Now, Fraser Smith broke that story on the Dan Roderick show a couple days ago on public radio that it's all over City Hall that that's the case. And the reason for that is because the mayor wants to have her stamp and image on this administration and their holdovers. And what I'm going to say is, at a time when crime is a serious problem, the two most experienced crime fighters should not be forced out of their positions because she wants her stamp and image on the administration. And I link that to her sense of urgency about the problem.
Commissioner Bielfeld was on our air and he's the day after he stepped down and said this was his own decision. The mayor even tried to convince him to stay on the job. You don't buy that?
I'm sure that's his response, and I'm sure that's as far as it's going to go with most people, but Fraser Smith is a well-respected professional investigative reporter, and I don't take his word lightly, and I know that Bielfeld is supposed to get a job with the state, and he's not going to upset O'Malley, so it is what it is, but I'm going to put it out there and let, you know, the news and the media see what they can find out. It's all over City Hall.
Thank you.